your practice gradually grows stronger and stronger. It's been compared to cooking rice. The rice starts out slow and steady, and as the steam builds up, the rice really gets cooking. Don't open the lid and let the steam escape before it's done. I can see that you have gotten serious about seeing into this one important matter. You are jumping into it. If you try to turn the fire up and get cooking too quickly, you may get ahead of yourself. You may get thrown into confusion and actually lose your way, actually be unable to practice correctly. If you try to get ahead of yourself, your practice may not deepen. It may be shallow. Even when you drive a car, you first sit down firmly and you buckle up your seatbelt. You get ready to go. You don't get hasty. You don't fly into it in a frenzy. Don't be restless. Settle yourself into this. First, settle the body. Sit in the place that's provided for you. And no matter what happens, you're not to look around. You begin slowly to settle into it, firmly. As the wheels of the car roll slowly at first, then gradually, just as the car gains speed, you gain momentum. You become more able in your practice. The car and the driver become one, work together as one. It's not becoming. The car and the driver are one. There is no separation. If this were not so, you couldn't drive a car. If something called I, me, were separate and disconnected from something that you perceive as outside me, you couldn't drive that car. It wouldn't run. Nothing, originally, is separate and disconnected. We only perceive it to be. Original mind takes form in place, time, and circumstance. Each thing, each action, is the revelation of original mind. Dayanur Sama told me some 50 years ago when I began to practice, all is one. Hey, all is one. I believed that. I could hear it with an open mind. Hearing it with an open mind is obedience. But of course, I still wasn't able to understand it, the nitty-gritty. It was his first teaching to me. One. All one. No matter what problem you might bring out, at the root of your problem is a false concept, a misconception. The concept of separateness, of disconnection, of being unrelated. This, that, and the other. As long as you perceive the world this way, various human problems will be yours. Listen. Peep, peep, peep. Peep, peep, peep. The little bird is singing. What problem do you have, little bird? What are you so happy about? Are you worried about something, little bird? No matter what you ask, the little bird answers, peep, 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 peep. No separating and dividing, disconnecting. Only humans think they can do that. You might tell me not to make it so simple. The little bird is answering you with all body and soul. You may be hearing just the same peep, peep, peep. but each PPP is different. It's gotten cool, hasn't it? PPP. Where's our dear mother bird? PPP. The little bird reveals many, many different things. We don't know what the bird is speaking because our worlds are different. That's interesting, isn't it? How our worlds are different. The one, the many. If all is one, why do you say that our worlds are different? You want to understand that, don't you? You want to be able to answer that question for yourself. But please don't worry. Don't worry that you can't figure it out. By thinking, you will not figure it out. You will not know. We are one. And so each and everything takes its own unique form. Each unique voice sings the whole song. Each note is the whole song. Everything. Everything, everything is revealed in this. No two things, no matter how minute, are exactly the same. I try not to lead you to think and analyze. This is not the time to try to figure out things intellectually. All things are different, individually unique, because all is one, just one. Each revelation is beyond compare, beyond comparison. No two things are the same, no matter how subtly you investigate it, you won't find any two things just alike. Yet the foundation, and this is the base of your practice, the foundation is oneness. The foundation is that we are one. The foundation is all. Heaven and earth included in each and everything. Cannot be grasped if you think you have seen through it, grasped it, that's an illusion. The eye cannot see itself. Our reality is that all is one. That doesn't speak of something else, something beyond you in your present situation. Inherent oneness, total interconnection and interdependence is your reality. It's your reality, so you can become aware of it. You, each one of you, is seeking to know truth. The study of the way is the study of truth. That's why you're here. You desire to know your true self, to know what is real. You seek to know truth, to be one who remains calm, unflustered. If you're practicing and yet you just can't seem to meet with truth, here's why. Somewhere along the way you're grasping something. Our ways of grasping and attaching are all different, uniquely ours, like we said before. No two persons think and evaluate alike. Look closely at your own thought patterns. See how they come and go and change. Everything arises instantly, instantaneously, and just as instantly goes. Yet you grasp my way of thinking, my ideas, my judgment. You imagine that these thoughts and ideas and evaluations are who you are. That's grasping. That's how you're identifying yourself. And you operate always under the false assumption that this limited self exists. And you try to manage everything accordingly. Of course, that just turns into mismanagement. This false assumption does not serve you well. Life is empty. Emptiness. It resonates in accord with various time, place, and circumstances only. The problem is that we immediately pin a notion of I to this resonance. I see, I hear, I. Your belief in a separate ego, I am hearing, I am seeing, I am thinking. It's a totally erroneous, but you hold on to it for dear life. And so you fail to understand that inherently we are one whole, one harmony. Failing to see that, you grasp happiness now and sadness then. It's easiest to look at it from the standpoint of birth and death, to look at how we miss-see, we don't see, we misjudge. Birth, death. You see, birth and death is two separate realms, two worlds. Dividing, separating, grasping. You're just making that up. Gain and loss. The misconception of a hero, separate and apart, is the base of the problem of birth and death. You make it into a problem. This hero that you imagine you are is looking off from the true self. I am. Grasping, I am. I'm the master, the hero. Of course it's looking off, imagining, misapprehending. And so that's all that you think you are, this small and pitiful, limited and always pressured hero. Can you see that? Can you open wide your palms and let go of your evaluations and delusions? When you do let go, you will say, you have taken perfect care of me. You were always and forever truth. You and me, one. Just one. Look at the great blue skies in your pocket. Look at the great earth that you've always walked. Always, always, you have supported me. But you and me are not different. Don't hold on to a little dumpling and imagine that it's the great earth. You must see the earth in her vastness. Truth, like the great ocean. 50 years ago, my teacher told me, all is one. Yes. Some 5 years before I heard those first words of his, the wind had blown upon me suddenly, one day. And I realized that I am protected and embraced. There's no distance. All being is one, working in harmony. So I wasn't confused by his words. All is one. But I was grasping a notion of me. I had never heard that before, that there is no separate ego self, just one day a great wind blew upon me, and I understood that I am embraced, cared for, utterly receiving everything. So when Dharam Roshi told me, you are cared for, you are the perfect embodiment of all the universe, I knew that he was right. May we be able to hear the true Buddha Dharma in this life and all lives to come. Your time to awaken, to be reborn, will come, no doubt. You will be without complaints. When you do see into truth in a thoroughgoing way, it's so different from thinking, I am something, as you're thinking now. When you realize the vastness of your being, you won't be in some state of ecstasy or feeling proud or like you're something special. When you see, profoundly see, how it really is, you will be humble before all things, humble before all being. Humility, you'll know humility which can never be deep enough. Jōhu Yōbōsatsu bowed before all beings. You will definitely be reborn, come alive to who you really are. You will come to self-realization. How vast and boundless and glorious is your very own truth, your reality. Precious, perfect, nothing in excess, nothing left out. You will awaken to this truth without question. Why? Because each breath, each step, each movement is this great life functioning. Each breath is life's offering, life dedicating itself to all, to life, to the all. You will attain self-knowledge. Breath by breath, this breath is the breath of life. Perfect. The breath of all the universe. Each step is the step of life. Limitless. Perfect. How far does this extend? Please, see for yourself. Original life, it is this breath. Buddha nature is laid bare, open, with each step. This breath by breath, this step by step. Who is taking this step, breathing this breath? Who? Grasp nothing, hold nothing, abide nowhere. If you're grasping, let go. Open your palms wide and let go. It's fine to let go. It really is. If you're lingering, sitting back, bravely stand and take a step, this step. There is nothing to grasp, no one to grasp. There's no abiding, no lingering. Humans have a tendency to try to hang on to states that they find pleasant. You will want to do so, but you cannot hold on. As soon as you sit back, you'll lose your seat. just continue this practice, letting go, letting go. And you are the master wherever you are. This is the way. There are no two, three ways. All is one. This is it. Right now, right here. You must be noble. This practice cannot be forced, but you must be brave, noble. Practice with noble urgency, openly, purely, obedient to the way it is. One breath, this one breath, chitante, this single doing. Just do it. Until you see that originally there is only just doing. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.